Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Monday. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmus, and our producer is Aaron Ferragonio. And Aaron, part of our committee selecting our hometown heroes. So we thought today, and very poignant on a day when maybe you need some uplifting news. Right, Aaron?
Right.
So we have, as our Lifetime Achievement awardees, is the bus, Jerome Bettis, who actually, when I started this show, he was a weekly guest while he was still playing. And it's been 20 years since the Steelers won that Super Bowl in Detroit, which for Jerome was a walk-off. But what we appreciate about Jerome is he was a Walter Payton awardee, which means that's only one player in the NFL, and it was for his work off the field, and he's still doing it today.
You know, the only time I met Jerome was almost right after I moved to Pittsburgh. He opened his restaurant, remember, on the North Shore?
Right.
And that's the place where I first met Franco Harris as well. It was a great night.
That's special. And then we have Lucas Pyatt, who's a visionary. He's the man behind this new esplanade that's going to change the dynamics of downtown, 15-acre site along the river, just outside of where Rivers Casino is. And we're looking forward to celebrating him and his other achievements.
Pittsburgh has been blessed with some visionaries in various parts of the community, whether they've been in politics like mayors or developers like Lucas. But these are visionaries who could see something different where there used to be brownfields.
I so admire those people. Instead of just saying, and you can remember the old photos of downtown Pittsburgh with the smoke belching fire.
Right.
And who would have ever thought we could transform this city? Men and women who had visions like this.
Man, talk about great before and after pictures. Just something from up on Mount Washington 100 years ago compared to today, huh?
Yeah, I think they asked, and I can't remember who it was, somebody real famous, what do you think? And he said, burn it. That was the answer to looking at the city.
But do you remember what Franco's reaction was?
Yes. When he came through the tunnel,
mm-hmm.
He thought, wow.
Yep.
So, while we celebrate their lifetime achievements, we select five hometown heroes from the community nominated, and we had more nominations this year than ever, and it was so hard to pick, wasn't it, Aaron?
It was difficult. Honestly, I was comparing it to last year, and it was hard to narrow the group, but these are amazing people we selected.
So there are five, and we start with actually a former Steeler, John Kolb, who was a lineman with four Super Bowl rings back in the Terry Bradshaw days, protecting him and Franco and opening holes for Rocky Blyer. He is also a veteran, former Army National Guardsman, who has spent his whole life. He's from Oklahoma, so he stayed here after all these years. He still loves horses. He founded the nonprofit Adventures in Training with a Purpose, where to this day, now he's helping our post-9/11 veterans too, with trauma, stress, and physical limitations. And this has been a game changer for many. So John Kolb is one of our five, and we're honored to have him. You think a hero, you think a picture of someone who takes their voice, turns it into power for others. That's what Melinda Kalezai does with Women Who Rock. And they just had their big show, actually a week ago. She's built a bridge between music and medicine, two worlds that rarely meet. And she is helping McGee Women's Research Institute, the nation's largest women's health research, and she has done tremendous work. So we're welcoming Melinda Kalezai and thank her. Next up is Bernard Alexander, who is a connecting king, born in the Hill District. He's dedicated his life's work to building a bridge between aspiring entrepreneurs and business owners, some who come from disadvantaged communities who otherwise would not have this option. And we welcome Bernard Alexander. Next up is Lynn Banaszak, a proud lifelong member of our community. The tragic loss of her 17-year-old niece, Kaylee, to an undiagnosed illness. She transformed that grief into action by founding the Kaylee Lynn McDowell Foundation. And they have awarded over $100,000 scholarships and grants to students who are kind builders in the community. Random acts of kindness. She is nationally recognized for the work she's done with over 3,500 random acts of kindness that have transformed many people's lives. And finally, a young man named Dwayne Brown and his Two Tents Foundation organization. On and off the field, Two Tents serves as a conduit to help athletes, young people, and families in and around Allegheny County achieve their dreams. So, Dwayne Brown, what a lineup that we have. Lynn Banaszak, we have Bernard Alexander, Melinda Kalezai, and John Kolb. So congrats to all. They will join us Wednesday, October 15th. You can join us too at Rivers Casino's Event Center. And we have some special surprises. Wow.
Based on the things that I've been told about these special events that you do in October, getting together with people and acknowledging them, is that I've never heard from anyone who wasn't moved, that didn't think they had a great time being in that room at a time, especially right now, when I have to come on the air twice an hour and read this litany of really bad things to people that's been going on.
Right.
This is an opportunity to go and listen to and see and hear about people who are really a force for good around us, who don't get recognition until in October when they do.
I must say, every one of these people told me, when I called them, and that's my favorite part, is to call them and say, who nominated them and can you join us to be honored? And they're like, well, I'm not a hero. Every single one of them has said that. So we're excited. And that's Wednesday, October 15th. Again, you can go to kdkradio.com. We'd like you to join us. That was fun, Aaron, wasn't it?
Picking these people.
It was hard, but
it's
so
difficult.
Many, yeah. But
and it kind of mimics like a homecoming, you know, when you find out that your classmates nominated you as homecoming king or queen, those that really earned it.
Oh, you had but to bring it, that up. I don't know that feeling.
You know, see,
neither
Aaron,
do I, honestly.
Yeah, but, do.
But Aaron, see, for Larry and I, you don't want to know what we were nominated for.
Least likely to succeed.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
For the Drive at 5, top stories of the day, weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh Demand, the yellow van. I'm looking out, guys, into the newsroom. Our morning news editor, Pat Septak, triumphant weekend for him, in spite of what happened to our teams.
Yeah, right. I mean, the guy spent almost the entire weekend playing the accordion.
Yes. It's Oktoberfest time, which I never understood. Why in Germany Oktoberfest is in September? Okay, could someone please explain that to me? But this means...
Well, maybe that's just because they're in a hurry.
Big
weekend. Have a lot of beers.
For a guy like Pat, who was at multiple events playing his giant accordion in his Lederhosen, which he got online a couple of years ago now. You could see his viral videos, by the way, well worth the price of admission. That said, Aaron, you look stunned.
Well, I talked to Pat, and I knew he had a busy weekend ahead. He's crushing it out there.
When's the last time you heard somebody play a polka on the accordion, and it didn't make you happy?
Right.
Right?
You got a point. I saw in even that movie, Home Alone, when John Candy, remember when he...
He's one of the Schmingy brothers, right?
That's right. Very good. Total Recall, Paul. By the way, I'm just teasing this. We're going to start this very soon. Are you smarter than an anchor man?
I cannot wait for this.
Paul, you and I,
oh boy,
we're going to be in trouble.
I think this is going to be both humiliating and at the same time unshakable.
Right.
So while we had to share such heavy news last week, and it seems week after week after week, I thought I'd try to dig up a couple of different stories. You ready? A Canadian man said, "Come on, Barbie, let's party."
Oh gosh, where's this going?
He was arrested in British Columbia after driving a pink children's Barbie Jeep to a convenience store to buy a Slurpee.
He basically threw caution to the wind.
Guess who'd been having a few cocktails before that?
Whoa.
He wasn't on the sidewalk. It was on the street. He was under the influence, police say.
Yep.
The mounted police.
That wasn't hard to predict.
Picture this visual. A Canadian Mountie in a red jacket on a horse chasing a pink Barbie Jeep kids car.
It sounds like a cartoon.
My goodness.
He was under the influence, and the reason he said he was driving the kids Barbie Jeep was because he had his license suspended.
Oh, so he thinks, I'll just take this miniature I'll vehicle on the road.
Well, obviously, a Barbie car doesn't count.
My gosh.
Then he said, I didn't know I was breaking the laws. He said, I was using hand signals and everything.
Oh, my gosh. And you know, it's situations like that where there's no wrecks because people are just shocked. They're like, let me get out of this guy's
way. Here's the deal now. Here's the deal. What a visual picture. How does a human being of adult size squeeze themselves into
right?
a Barbie car?
I don't know. Maybe he was a small person. He told the CBC that he plans to fight the charge in court, but advised people, don't drink and drive. So hopefully some of that will resonate.
So basically he went to the store to get his little drink. He wanted one for the road.
Here's some encouraging news for some. A new study out of Denmark finds that it's possible for people to be overweight but fit. Finally, researchers looked at tens of thousands of Danish people who had a body mass index that would be considered overweight. They found that those people were no more likely than others to pass as long as they stayed fit. So it's possible.
What's the definition of fitness in this context, I wonder?
That's a great question.
Yeah. Maybe like in terms of endurance? What is it?
Researchers say it's more about how your overweightness is distributed.
Okay.
But don't give up. If you're over, you can
keep
still
lifting.
Be fit. Yeah, keep on trucking. Just not in a Barbie Jeep while drinking on the streets. Big question. Hey, Lair, when's it going to rain again? From the National Weather Service, meteorologist Andrew Kinzel. You probably get that all the time, Andrew. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's been very summer-like, and now I'm looking at the projections for the week. Doesn't look like rain.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When are we going to see some rain here?
Yeah, it certainly has been summer-like, and that's coming at the expense of a lot of rain-free days, and right now it doesn't look like we're going to head back towards that until possibly some slight chances very end of next weekend. So,
you mean at the very end of, so we're going to go through the entire week without any rain?
That's currently what it's looking like for us.
What about, I'm curious, where do we stand when it comes to rainfall for the year?
So right now we're running a couple inches below average, and a lot of that's been brought on by just how dry it's been at the tail end of this summer. Looking at rainfall from July 1st through the 15th of September here, it was actually the fourth driest period on record just this year, where we had 4.24 inches of rain. You can compare that to a year like last year where we had almost twice that amount in the same period. So it's just been a really dry tail end of the summer here as we move our way into early fall.
All right. Appreciate the update. Have a good week.
Yep. Thank you.
Meteorologist Andrew Kenzel from the National Weather Service. So did you hear that, Aaron? Fourth driest period on record. That's significant.
It's like last summer again. Remember how beautiful and rainless was.
We did have a stretch, you're right, last summer. And now moving into almost fall, the 22nd, it will be official, the autumnal equinox. But still summer, and it certainly feels like it. So that gives you up to date on the weather. Just try to stay cool. It's really been taxing for a lot of people who have issues with the heat, too. And dry, you know, it's
true, actually.
It's
even
not
for
super
me,
humid.
No, but the heat has been pretty intense, even shocking for me.
Right. All right, the big news over the weekend is they're still trying to figure out the motive in the execution-style murder of Charlie Kirk and a 22-year-old in custody. They're trying to go through and find out, though he's been uncooperative, what happened? CBS's Michael George.
Authorities say interviews with the family and friends of the 22-year-old suspect suggest he was radicalized in the dark corners of the internet. CBS's Bradley Blackburn joins us now with more on this. Bradley, good morning. And speaking of the internet, social media, rampant with speculation about motives, but we know very little right now. We may learn more after the suspect makes his first court appearance tomorrow.
Right. Plenty of eyes are going to be watching that court appearance. But so far, investigators say that that suspect hasn't been cooperating. Still, over the weekend, officials suggested they are making progress with their investigation.
Authorities are sharing new details about the suspect charged with killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk last week. The Utah County Sheriff says 22-year-old Tyler Robinson is being closely watched in a special housing unit.
He does come from a conservative family, but his ideology was very different than his family.
On multiple Sunday news shows, Utah Governor Spencer Cox said Robinson is not cooperating, though his friends and relatives are.
The roommate was a romantic partner, a male transitioning to female. This partner has been incredibly cooperative, had no idea that this was happening.
The governor added that at this time, it is not clear if the roommate's identity is relevant to the case. According to a police affidavit, the roommate showed investigators Discord messages that the suspect sent, mentioning a rifle wrapped in a towel left in the bushes and bullet casings with anti-fascist inscriptions, all similar to evidence authorities say they've collected. The affidavit also says a family member told police that the suspect had mentioned that Kirk would be in Utah ahead of last week's event.
Who's brought stripes?
Vigils honoring Kirk were held around the country yesterday, including at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C.
Charlie Kirk did so much in his short life.
Kirk's public memorial service is scheduled for Sunday at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona.
We lost a great person.
President Trump says he plans to attend.
And Friday night, Charlie Kirk's widow gave a live-streamed speech from the set where he recorded many of his videos. She thanked his supporters and the president and vice president, J.D. Vance, for their support. The vice president himself will host Kirk's podcast, The Charlie Kirk Show, later today.
From CBS, so we'll continue to bring you updates and those big stories over the weekend. And then, of course, here at home, the Steelers hoping to get a home win and go to 2-0, Aaron. I know in this town, the mood of the city is shaped in many cases by what the Steelers do. Have you noticed this now that you're locked in as a newlywed with husband? How was your husband yesterday?
He was yelling at the TV from Saturday to yesterday, yelling at the TV for the backyard brawl. Yelling yesterday, and I think, or actually, he was there yesterday, so I got videos of him yelling. I wasn't with him, but I know being there, you know, he felt the weight like you did. Because, I mean, of course, we wanted the home opener to be the perfect story, you know, but as Aaron Rodgers says, you know, it's week two, we'll give him some grace, I guess.
Yeah, it's actually. Aaron Rodgers is such a pro, right?
Yeah, to him, it's you don't ride the highs, you don't ride the lows. I love that he said that.
But I think it's important that people, you know, take it easy.
just take it easy on this Monday.
Take it easy. The atmosphere, though, the buildup, the excitement. They had to fly over these helicopters. 104th Aviation Battalion. I mean, all the things, announcing Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback. It all was just perfect. The sunshine, a little warm, but okay.
Yep.
On to New England and then on to Ireland.
Wow. It really came so fast. I can't believe that.
Yeah. So they'll be playing the Patriots this Sunday on the road, and then they'll be really on the road, but they're the home team in Dublin. Against the Vikings, which will be 2 weeks from yesterday. So here we go.
A husband told he couldn't live with his wife and daughter because the couple was separated. Told police he responded by pouring gasoline inside his home.
Well, I heard an explosion, and then I ran outside and saw the windows were all blown out with flames, and the gas tank was sitting in the middle of the street.
19-year-old daughter died in the fire. Her mother was hospitalized.
Just horrible. And the fact that then he would just tell what he did. There's not much to say.
Well, after the Steelers' sloppy loss to the Seahawks, Aaron Rodgers put the defeat in perspective by saying, it's week two.
No, it's week two. Come on now. Come on. It's week two. It's good for us. Last week, probably there were some people who were feeling pretty good because everybody outside the building is talking about how great we were on offense and 34 points. That's the league. You can't ride the highs or ride the lows.
Ouch. Everything was set to be 2-0 and headed to the Super Bowl.
You know, I came up with a three-letter description of the football weekend for Pittsburgh fans. EGT.
EGT.
Everyone got thumped.
Nice.
Hey, it's a big night last night for the Pitt, Larry, at the Emmy Awards. Noah Wiley was named Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series, and he had this message for everyone working in emergency rooms.
To anybody who's going on shift tonight or coming off shift tonight, thank you for being in that job. This is for you.
Wow. And for those that don't know, the series is set in Pittsburgh. Really, it looks like Allegheny General Hospital in the series. Yep. Although they just shot some exteriors and a few scenes, it's not shot here, but it's, you know, based here.
I mean, if you watch it, you'll be convinced that you're looking at the whole thing shot right there at the hospital. I wonder how many people have showed up at HEH looking for, you know, the shooting to be underway.
Hey, where's Noah Wiley? Where's he at?
By the way, this if you don't know and you're interested in finding it, it's on HBO Max.
Yes, and Aaron, we are going to be talking to Noah Wiley, right?
Can't wait.
Soon.
Soon. Just waiting to hear back. But
oh, wow. Good
really
get,
excited.
Aaron. Way
yes.
to go.
Yes.
It's Aaron. Brewing.
It's brewing. That show, I got to say, though, I watched the whole thing, the first season, and it's traumatizing because they take inside. If you're squeamish about seeing blood and that kind of stuff.
No, this is not for you then.
No, okay. But.
Well, I mean, we are talking about people, you know, in a trauma center, right?
Right. And what would you expect? So the success of this show is based on its raw reality-based, you know, portrayal.
And what kind of person can do that kind of work? I mean, listen. You and I are in the media thing, so we have our own way of dealing with the horrors of sometimes they come our way in the newsroom. But seriously, I mean, this takes a special kind of person to do this work.
And I loved how he gave a salute to everybody that does that work. The doctors, the nurses, the staff, everybody involved, especially in emergency medicine.
EMTs.
Yeah, and I think of somebody I know very well, Dr. David Rodinghouse, who is an amazing physician, an emergency medical expert, who's taken on a larger role with physicians in general, but he never shows it. And you know he's seeing some really horrible things.
I've seen the same thing with a friend of mine, a good friend of mine from high school, who went on to become a trauma surgeon, well-known in the Western U.S. for that. He was helping UPMC open a new trauma center in Williamsport and came to visit me while he was here. Same thing exactly. You wouldn't have any idea that he dealt with these kind of things.
Right, and the rest of us walk around in many ways, and you know, we're talking about the Steelers and the games and the stuff that ultimately doesn't matter like it does certainly in an emergency room. There's no comparison, but these guys, you know, and for Dave Rodinghouse, what a gentleman, what a mind. And I think of all the docs and nurses, so I echo what Noah Wiley said. Way to go, guys. We're very blessed to have all the men and women in this community who take care of us every day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.